Jerry Bader, show 935. We're discussing what I find the mind-boggling position of not just the Obama administration, but even among the Joint Chiefs or in a higher ranking, that we can't trust military personnel on military bases with their own personal firearm for their own protection in the wake of three installation-related shootings in the last 5 years. I understand, look, I understand why the Obama administration won't bend on this. They adhere to the belief that more guns are always more dangerous than fewer guns. That is their mantra, that is their belief, and they're not going to make an exception for the military. Now, the military is bought into this. You know, the upper echelon of the military is what's mind-boggling to me. Jan in Green Bay. Jan, go ahead.
Hi. Right to that point, the administration is filled, of course, with insane PC progressives with their insanity. You say they gave a summary no answer
Yes.
to this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Pentagon, especially in the upper echelons, as you say, they fired the good generals. They tried to weaken and hollow out that. Then I'm sure they're very happy with the idea that they're going to get less recruits with this sort of activity. Why? What? Because the politicians there despise the military because they have a moral code. And a moral code is something that can't be tolerated inside the Beltway.
Jan, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I was in Vietnam, and on the base I was on, everything had to be locked up in the armory. There's a real problem in the military where if you have a weapon, how do you secure it? It has a lot to do with where you're at. If you're in a barracks or something, it's like a free-for-all. And there's no secure place to actually have anything.
Well, but and that's one of the points that have been brought up. And by the way, I'm not saying that there aren't, Dave, logistic items that would have to be dealt with. I think that is a fair point. Then deal with them. There are logistical items that had to be dealt with to allowing Wisconsinites to legally conceal carry when we got the right going on 4 years ago. Then you deal with those security issues. And if you're not going to do this, then you had better secure in a way that I can't even imagine. Keep that one open. That I can't even imagine. Because you will never catch every shooter. Dan writes, "Hi, Jerry. I listen to your show via computer streaming every day from the Upper Peninsula. Keep it up. Regarding having all those qualified to be able to carry concealed on a military base, do you think there's a fear that those in power are no longer in power?" Well, okay, then he goes, the government protects itself but not its citizens if the general populace is armed. I don't think that's fringe thinking in terms of, I think some people who fear guns actually do fear that. I don't know if that's what's driving what's going on in the military bases, though. All right, we're going to move on to other things, Jason. So if anyone else calls in, we're off to other things. I didn't get to this. This was a big deal Monday and Tuesday because it really came up over, well, actually, it was Sunday that Jeb Bush said things that have conservatives freaking out. I want to read some of this. I'm not going to read the whole piece. It's William Galston writing in today's Wall Street Journal. It posted online last night. The Jeb Bush and Tea Party divide, and at one point he calls the Tea Party a mob. In a remarkably frank talk on Sunday, Jeb Bush made it clear that his campaign for president, if there is one, would challenge the Tea Party's hold on the Republican Party. About illegal immigrants, he said, yes, they broke the law, but it's not a felony. It's an act of love. Because it is an illegal act, there should be a price paid. But it shouldn't rile people up that people are actually coming to provide for their families. Message to anti-immigrant zealots. Abandon your harsh political rhetoric and demonstrate some compassion for fellow human beings who enter our country in search of a better life. The former Florida governor was equally blunt about education policy. The latest Tea Party rallying cry is hostility to the Common Core K-12 standards, which these critics see as the latest evidence of federal encroachment. Mr. Bush refuses to go along. I just don't feel compelled to run for cover when I think this is the right thing to do for our country. In remarks at public hearings on Common Core, he said, I understand there are those opposed to the standards, but what I want to hear from them is more than just opposition. I want to hear their solutions for the hodgepodge of dumbed-down state standards that have created group mediocrity in our schools. Right now, he says, he is hearing only criticisms and conspiracy theories, which are easy attention grabbers, but do nothing to solve problems. Jeb Bush's comments reflect larger currents of discontent within his party. Mainstream conservatives fear that a presidential candidate who espouses the Tea Party's agenda and style of politics will go down in catastrophic defeat. The anti-government conspiracy theories Mr. Bush denounces, the latest iteration of the paranoid style in American politics, threatens to marginalize the GOP. Emerging debates among Republicans go to the heart of the fusion of small government advocates, social conservatives, and defense hawks that Ronald Reagan created in the late 70s. Led by Rand Paul, libertarian insurgents are challenging both as interventionist foreign policy and intelligence practices they regard as threat to civil liberties. A report commissioned by the Republican National Committee after Mitt Romney's failed presidential bid stated that we must embrace and champion comprehensive immigration reform. If we do not, our party's appeal will continue to shrink to its core constituencies only. The report also acknowledged the impact of generational change on cultural issues. There's a generational difference between a difference within the conservative movement about issues involving the treatment and the rights of gays. And for many younger voters, these issues are a gateway into whether the party is a place they want to be. In his latest remarks, Jeb Bush could not have been clearer. If he runs for president, his campaign will avoid the mud fight of recent nominating cycles. Instead, it will feature a hopeful, optimistic message organized around a vision of America's future. It remains to be seen whether the base of the Republican Party is willing to accept anything of the sort. The Tea Partiers offer nothing. Now listen to this. The Tea Party offers nothing except nostalgia for a demography that is in retreat and a constitution that never was. By contrast, Jeb Bush wants to run as a conservative unafraid of the future. Will other candidates join him, or will they appeal to the mob as they did in 2012 after Rick Perry haplessly advocated a modicum of compassion for illegal immigrants? If Mr. Bush sets the tone within his party, the American people may well get the kind of presidential campaign the country needs. If the Tea Party prevails, get ready for an avalanche of anger, followed by a repetition of 1964. Okay, what he's talking about is Goldwater, who was unfairly painted extreme by the Johnson campaign. In fact, Goldwater was ahead of his time. Somehow, he sees Barry Goldwater crazy compared to Ronald Reagan, 1976-1980. That's absurd. Let me address the two things that he talks about, immigration and Common Core. In terms of immigration, yes, we do have to have compassion, and we do have to understand that most, not all, but most who come here illegally from our southern border do so for a better life. But the reality is, if we decide, look, they're just coming here for a better life, it's not going to be limited to those who currently live south of the border. When you say it the way Jeb Bush said it, it sounds like you're talking about open borders. Well, we have to slap their wrists, but we can't keep them from coming here. That's basically what he sounds like. I have, over the years, evolved to this degree. I still think you have to pay a steep price for breaking our laws. But we have to control the border. We must. The problem is, here's the biggest problem with Bush's position. If conservatives fall for the, well, all right, we understand they're here and we have to deal with it, in exchange for really securing the border, then we might be able to live with that. Ronald Reagan got burnt by that. He went with a massive amnesty program, and the border didn't get secured. Democrats look back at that and say, see, Ronald Reagan got it. Ronald Reagan got hoodwinked. That's what happened to Ronald Reagan. If Jeb Bush wants to push that, then he's got to push. He's got to have a plan where we're going to secure the border tight as a drum. Otherwise, he's not offering solutions, because all you're going to do is bring in more illegal immigrants. And we have mobs and zealots. How's that for rhetoric? Now, that's not Jeb Bush's words. That's William Gulston's words. But Gulston is just as bad as those he would accuse, if not worse. As for Common Core, yes, you can't. I mean, Jeb Bush wants to be called a liberal and say that he thinks to raise standards, they have to come singularly from Washington? Now, that's obscene. And these are two hot-button issues where Bush is completely, completely out of step with the conservative base. And you can mock the conservative base and do anything you want, but you need them as a Republican to get elected, as Mitt Romney found out. And this crap that, no, we have to appeal to the mushy middle is exactly what McCain and Romney tried to do. It didn't work. And it won't work. It is not going. This is what the established Republican establishment, this is exactly the kind of candidate they want, but they know for him to work, there can't be a Tea Party criticizing him. I have said this on the air before, but we were out with friends for dinner the other night. And I said, look, here's the problem. The Tea Party is not, in fact, the ones that have moved to the far right. I've said this many times on the air before. We have been dragged to the left. We've been dragged to the left. And the Tea Party was the moment where they said, no, not anymore. And we're just trying to hold our ground. That's all we're trying to do here. He is even more moderate than Romney or McCain was. And if you think, all right, here's what we're going to see. You know why there's a good chance Hillary Clinton won't run for president? Because her party's going to likely lose the Senate in November. And I don't think she's going to want to run where she's facing the prospect that her party's out of power in the Congress. I don't see that. You're going to see a liberal backlash. I should say a backlash. I have that backwards. A backlash to liberal policies in November that's going to sweep Republicans to power, most likely, in the Senate. Scott Walker is going to get reelected, and on and on and on. It's going to be a huge Republican night, and despite that, the William Gulstons of the world are going to tell you, well, the problem is we have to moderate. Do not listen. It's 9:49.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.